Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, August 29th, 2014. And on today's podcast, we're going to try to answer the question of why the Islamic State and other jihadists do what they do. What is their motivation? It is obvious that much of what ISIS does is pure theater, are done like a stage production to convey a certain message to the audience. An article written for Stratfor Global Intelligence by Robert Kaplan makes the theater theme very clear to us. Terrorism itself is obviously a message to terrify. Thus the public beheadings, the bloody flag, the threats, and the statements like, quote, "We are in your cities," etc. Those things, all theater to convey a message, but there's more to it than that. In 2012, I did a podcast called Torture, in which I said that if we torture people and rendition people, we will not be able to take the moral high ground when we have captives that are tortured themselves. So you see the captives in orange jumpsuits, just like the prisoners at Guantanamo wear. As Mr. Kaplan says, it's all a theatrical message. What are some of those messages? Well, what goes around comes around. And we do not forget what you did. Second message, the British accent of the executioner. We are among you now. That's the message. We are you. Third message, the black costume and the well-rehearsed script. Message, we are sophisticated and this is a professional production. Fourth message, the brutality of it all. Message, we will do anything, and we play by our rules, not yours. And Guantanamo comes with a, quote, price tag. We deal with enemy combatants in our own way, just like you do. Fifth message, we want to destroy all of you in America and the West and everyone else who doesn't accept the true religion. Sixth message, we will win, because we are constrained by nothing. Seventh message. Finally, and most important, we will win because it doesn't matter how powerful your military is if everything we do is sanctified by God, and it is. So who can defeat us? God will give us the world for his truth. George W. Bush used to think that the right ideology would triumph over terrorism. He said the solution was to promote freedom because freedom is universal. Everybody wanted it. The idea is that to defeat the idea of terrorism, we should endeavor to replace that idea with a stronger and more appealing message. That message is freedom and democracy because everyone wants them. The problem with that philosophy is that it's not true. Not everyone wants freedom. The ISIS leadership, the jihadist leadership, they want freedom, freedom to butcher, enslave, rape their way across the Middle East and the world, destroying and killing all in their path. And their fighters follow them. Why? Because God tells them to. Ideology will not defeat a determined army. It takes blood and steel. I can't think of any totalitarian systems that have been defeated by superior ideas. Even with the Soviet Union, it took the threat, the constant threat of military power. You can talk strategy and tactics. You can plan all you want. You can talk freedom and democracy all you want. But sooner or later, you actually have to take action and do something. One of the reasons we put forward the argument that freedom and democracy will triumph is that we do not have any leaders who actually understand what religion is and how powerful it is, especially to these jihadists. See, they actually believe what they say they believe. We see these young people from around the world, including from America, flocking to join ISIS and other jihadists or some other suicide bomber team, and we think they're poor, desperate, looking to belong to something. And that may be true. Sometimes, but not always, religion, we fail to understand, is a real force, a driving force that exceeds all other motivation. God wants me to do this. and I know he's on my side, a very powerful message. It's hard for us in the West to fathom that message because we in the West have lost our faith, a socio-political culture which is inherently evil, and yet people from different walks of life believe in it and believe that it is true, good, just, and even ordained by the divine is hard for us to understand. Two things that are difficult for us in the West, pure good and pure evil, or absolute good and absolute evil as spiritual forces. Finally, folks, I disagree with the statement that this is not worth one drop of American blood. We've taken the lid off the garbage can and let the garbage out. Now we have to deal with it. It may be all some New World Order plot for all I know, but we still have to deal with it. At least that's the way I see it. Till next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle, and remember that Monday is Labor Day. Go home and spend some time with your family. That's what I plan to do. I'll be with you again, God willing, on Wednesday, the 3rd of September. Till next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.